explanation for where I've been. Well, I have been sick. I had unfortunately met people in my life that I thought were worthy adversaries, but in fact they were completely the opposite. And me trusting and believing in their words ended up where I got sick. After I got sick, I then lost my job. After being transferred because of people feeling that it wasn't fair that parents get different obligations at work than people without kids, and that it wasn't fair that some people got more perks than others. So it was a lot of childish behaviors. And due to this, and the company not being able to make proper time counts and inventory, I got fired so the team could focus. Basically, I was a distraction to the team. So if the team cared anything about me, they would have not let me stop them from working and would have just left me be, but that's not what happened. So here we are. I make a majority of my money now from posting on OnlyFans, and currently that's not even doing very well. I noticed that I have a lot of subscribers, but none of them pay. I noticed that I do everything that they detailed to do in those instructions, sending voicemails, sending DMs, sending photos, all of these things. None of that. A majority of them, when I asked in a poll, asked for just porn. So it just looks like some ironic display, because when everyone found out who I was while they were working with me, they decided to spread rumors. So now everyone has this giant concept that I'm just a sex addict or a sex worker or I'm a prostitute. None of those things are true. In fact, they're so far from true, they disgusted me and made me sick with my own country. I have never sat in a country that has been so closed-minded and optimistic and condescending and contradicting all at once. I thought that there would never come a day that I would ever speak again on my podcast because I was so sick and tired of speaking to a society with closed ears. However, here we are today, speaking to a society that is in my nation and my people who enjoy what I have to offer as a consumer product and good. So for anyone out there who is feeling generous and would like to help me stay stable, because currently I am in debt, and I am avoiding strip clubs because of obvious reasons, and it has a lot to do with the lifestyle of stripping, and we will get into that on this podcast, because people glamorize stripping, but they forget the part where gangs are at strip clubs, and it's just a giant party life, and shooting up each other, and getting money, and throwing money, and fucking bad bitches. This is this political push on all of the things that are things you shouldn't do, but you do because Sin City fucking rocks. So again, condescending, contradicting country that just sits here and tries to play fucking God. So we go back and forth between me trying to figure out how to go about the moments where I feel like I can trust my surroundings, but then I realize again, you can't, and your surroundings got you sick, and then they tried to point the finger at you saying you got them sick, but when it comes to find out you were fully vaccinated and that the people around you got you sick, they got their asses chewed out. So again, condescending, closed-minded fucks. And honestly, at this point, I've been just depressed because I've been taught not to love. I've been taught not to have feelings or emotions. And I still feel a lot, and I still have high empathy, and I still feel it, and I feel like it's all internalized at this point. I feel like an entire world that I put all my hopes and joys and my efforts to spat in my face, and then when I promised to spit back in their faces and give it back to them tenfold, they decided to cry wolf and ended up getting eaten by sharks. So we just end up back at the same conclusion where before I was like always ranting on my podcast, and then I took them down because I was threatened a lot. And all of these threats and all of these gaslighting and all of this disposure that Republicans were putting on Democratic parties and liberals and anybody else in this American government system during the politicians' reign of horror was affected. A lot of us didn't make it. The Republicans most definitely killed off some of their people, some of the witnesses, some of the people who are acknowledging the fact that what was done here in 2019 to 2023 is fucking wrong, and that there is no amount of justice system or governmental system or civilian system or economic system or any of that to fix the damage done. That the way that the last parties left the House before the Democrats got into it was so tragic that it made all of our lives down below them detrimental. But even still, till this day, I noticed they are still about to cut docking food stamp wages. They cut back on Medicaid. They took back the college student fund. There's no funding. A bunch of people saying they got this, they can do it without a certain person, but you have nothing. So instead, I've learned not to love and not have feelings. So when I watch people that I love basically die, that I don't feel too hurt, that I don't get attached. I was told something by a really wise kid. Don't name something, you'll get attached to it. So I stopped giving people nicknames. And that was one of the most favoriteest things that I would do all the time, is give people nicknames. Except I've learned not to do any of that anymore, because that creates attachment. And I've learned not to get attached, because the people now going into 2023 won't be around for long. None of them will. Everyone's so quick to play on someone's downfall, they don't even see themselves falling. Everyone's so quick to laugh with a joke, they don't even see the joke over their heads. The project subject matter of the entire scenario in the bigger picture is that the entire world currently is at war, and me, being the person I am, Athena, is going to record it. Why? Because I enjoy the art of war. Now, will we go into these specific documentations of what has been going on right now? No. Will we go into these specific documentations furthermore in the next episode? Of course. Because under no circumstances would I miss an entire nation blowing each other up. And I mean, it's coming from all sides. And I'm pretty sure last time I checked, Kim Jong-un had already had his setup. And I think he's already fired. And recently, it looks like a Russian aircraft made its way near an American aircraft. Probably has everything to do with the fact that due to unseen terrors and hands, and again, false propaganda, a war made it back to Russia that was never supposed to be there. So, with everything said and done, it's Zelensky would have to sign the treaty while he refuses until he gets all of his land back. But as everyone else outside has seen it, your land is gone, which is hard to say for some people who are so dedicated to their land. That's like a bunch of white conservatives walking into an Indian territory saying, "This is ours now," and then burning a treaty in their face. That's what that looks like. Or that's like somebody telling somebody to throw away their thesis right after they're about to be finished with their Harvard finals. That's what that shit sound like. So in all honesty, I have not posted because I have the financial burden of caring for another person as well that refuses to do anything more than what they are doing. And then I have been lied to by an ex fiance who is currently getting remarried, and so I've taken on more of a financial burden for what he now lacks, and $2,000 a month is not an income you can just replace. That is an income that's supposed to stay solid and keep you ahead. Now, my boss from my last work, I have no respect for at this point, because he is the most idiotic, self-centered, condescending person I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. And he should not have fired me due to having COVID and having to go home for family. And see, the family's only a little girl. And so if a child needs their mommy, then it's probably best you proceed to do so. Especially when everything else was completely handled. Now, I'm not going to talk about that in a rant during this entire podcast, because that would be just completely condescending in my part, because a part of me just doesn't give a fuck. But at the same time, I do. And that's what brought us here. I want to talk about gaslighting your partner in relationships. I want to talk about how if you have a partner who's going through something, whether that be financially, emotionally, physically, whatever it may be at the time, you as a man are not supposed to make that person feel like they are subsequently not enough. You as a man are supposed to help your spouse, whether male or female, feel like they are just enough for you so that they can be more enough for themselves and continue on their path. An individual who is not doing specifically these things means that they don't want anything good for their spouse outside of their relationship. These are what we call toxic traits. These are switching the narratives. Switching the narratives are where a specific party, say Republicans, will go against every other party, say every other government party, and they will then try to be politically correct, while also being not politically correct and then watching more Republicans basically erase history in certain states that they're governing. So no respect or remorse for any of the slightest things, not women's rights, not women's rights to wear what they want, not women's rights to their sexuality, not women's rights to their own health, not women's anything. So what you're basically saying to all women in America is stop what you're doing. Everything you're doing as a woman is not valid. Not your emotions, not your physical body, not your form, not your cervix, not your uterus, not your brain, not your tits, and not your ass. And put on a bikini and dance on a strip pole for me as well, because my dick needs to get hard. These are the things that you're actually saying to the American women, which is why a majority of the American women have switched off and gone so closed off as they have. If they aren't making money doing sex work or working 9-to-5s or not going out and partying, they're keeping to themselves. Most of the women have ganged up together and decided to protect themselves. Again, as everyone has noticed, I tend to be alone. I tend to be alone because I can't actually handle the nonsense. And I feel that because I see so much truth in people, that I can't sit around them to lie so that they can be happy. And that part means that I'm not ever around anyone. I guess you could call me Wednesday. I'm just not white. I've watched many good relationships fall and fall apart because of it. Because a stigma to where men feel like women shouldn't have all of these feelings and that they are actually validated by the people around them at the time. And so their spouse won't ever feel any comfort for them. At that point, you've lost your spouse, and your spouse is now probably so closed off from you that you'll never be able to get back in for some years because you decided to abandon them emotionally. If you didn't abandon them emotionally or financially or physically or mentally, you abandoned them in some way, shape, or form, which would then equal the equivalent to the same amount of pain that that woman's going through at the time. So all you did was give that woman double damage. While walking into a woman's life trying to explain that you love and care for them, no. It's even worse if, say, your spouse has a mistress and they want to eat their cake and have it too. Well, so do women. Women want to eat their cake and have it too. And this doesn't go for all women. I have a disgust for half of the women in America. And I will not take that back. And women probably have a disgust with me because of my line of work. I could care fucking less. And you all know this. My disgust comes from when people validate men who do treat women like this. Or who validate the men who treat women like this but give them everything. And the one thing I love to say is, honey, they give you everything so that they can go around treating other women bad so that you don't comment on it because you were the biggest person that affected them emotionally and mentally to where they treated women with respect. So it's like hush money, but for women. Like hush up sex, but for women. I have always been one to stand alone, speak the loudest, scream the loudest. And if I've learned anything from marches, and that Black Lives Matter, Indian Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, fucking, oh my heavens, there were so many protests. If I've learned anything over the past couple of years through all of this, I will never forget. I can't forget. Even if I'm in my deathbed, I'll still remember. And with all the death threats that have ever been thrown to me over the past few years, it just never changes. It solidifies my thought. It does. That my own American people are willing to kill each other for their own opinions. There is no communication or talking or shared opinions or shared sides. It's you listen to me or I might threaten your life. And so when you give it back, I've learned here, everything then becomes chaotic and it's nothing but just madness. And kindness here, still not welcomed in all places. People think that if you're being too kind, that you have vindictive, acceptant plans. But in fact, you might just be super kind. This goes on in a lot of relationships that I've noticed. And it's the not validating each other. It's the constant worry and doubt that something is not going to be what it is, because it's not what the man wants. And if I've learned anything up most this far, is that if a man wants to love a woman, you love them for what they are when you got them. And then as you progressively grow together, things that you both don't like, you communicate. Not gaslighting your spouse. And it's sometimes women do it to men too. But mostly I've noticed it's just been women crying online. And that it's just been men doing it. And I don't know if that's the egotistical mouth of tape that just managed to float around and make its way all over the internet. While that managed never to meet my For You page, I'm pretty sure I know why, because it looks like even the people behind screens don't want to hear me comment on him. Which is probably for good reason. Because any man running around saying that women are less than them, and then women standing by them saying that that is completely true, would be something that I comment on. Because there is no such thing as a woman being less than a man. You may look as big as you do, but that does not make you any greater than any other life. Your life expectancy is the same as every other human. You are nothing but a Homo sapien, if not a leopard, if not a lizard, if not a fucking DNA molecular structure that has changed over the course of years. Your entire existence itself is not anything above a woman or even a gender. Your existence is flawed, and your existence makes you a dip. Your penis is hanging outside of your body. Your ovaries and your sexual organ are hanging outside of your body. One kick and you're down. Explain to me what that is. Don't you, and then getting like really funny on a funny note, think about it. Like, women's ovaries are on the inside and their penises are small, turned into clitorises. So that would make it a human reproductive male with a vagina. I feel like had the first centuries ago not been man ran, women wouldn't have run into all of these problems now. And no one speaks on them anymore, because the last time I checked, the woman who was supposed to do women speaking, women rights, she's not alive anymore. So basically men have just been running rampant with it. Basically taking the fucking leap after getting a fucking mile. And women have been overlooking it because, well, I'm fine, I'm taken care of, everything is okay, so this must be okay, right? Sorry about that. My lord. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're supposed to have a lot more dignity and self-love and self-worth than to let you or your friends or any human being that verifies themselves as female nature with whatever appendix you may have, but you have a higher amount of feminine gene inside of you. I forgot what it's called, but I'm going to call it that for now. You're prone to having emotional outbursts. You're prone to being hormonally unstable. You're prone to being all over the place. What you can change is how you perceive that in yourself without outside sources. Because the outside sources will always tell you you're overly emotional, you cry too much, you're a crybaby. Oh my God, why is everything wrong with you? Instead of helping you, or if they've helped you already, instead of continuing to help you, it's the belittling you that makes them the terrible people. Because a person can be overly emotional and unsatisfied with everything around them, but that doesn't mean that they're worth less in life. It just means that you need a lot more love and care because you aren't being taken care of properly. And you are definitely validated and you are definitely in the right. And anyone outside of your social circle or your social setting, or maybe it's inside your social setting, maybe it's inside your life, any of those people who are also treating you that way, maybe you need to readjust your environment. Maybe you need to reset yourself up in a different predicament to where you don't have to handle or have to even tolerate hearing people's opinions in that nature. Because if everything is going okay for you, and say you love your life, say everything is actually on a steady incline and it's nice, but every time you mention it, everyone around you has a problem. Like, why can't you fail? Oh my God, bitch, just fail. Oh my God, bitch, just die. Oh my God, I'm so tired of this. Just fucking die. See, if everyone has that emotions and feelings around you, you don't need to be around any of those people. Not even the community. At that point, you need to relocate yourself somewhere where you are loved and cared for. Because I can imagine that you as a person aren't just stuck in a little shrouded bubble by yourself. I can imagine you have a couple of friends, maybe a coworker even. If not even a couple of friends, maybe one person you go out and get drinks with all the time. But nothing too serial, you know, just ever so slightly small. That one person, though, is probably also going through something, which would explain why they're treating you the way they are. And that's usually what happens. So it's all funny, and it's all ha-ha-ha fun and games until one person decides they just had enough. Because nothing ever was funny and nothing is ever a game. People's lives should be taken with care. People should be used in the manner that doesn't make them feel in a way that they feel like a slave. You shouldn't even be using people at all. And I hate that I have to perceive to even say it that way, but I know I'm not the only human in this entire society that has not noticed the dumb obvious. The entire system has basically abandoned humanitarians in America. They're more concerned with everywhere outside of America that they've forgotten their own civilians. So we're all basically here in America, like, just running around hoping we figure it out. Me personally, I apparently am back on the net. I never left. I'll be honest with you all, I never left. I check in on all my profiles, and I check in on everything else. I just had nothing to say. Because I'm in disgust. I'm in disgust that an entire society has turned into what they've turned into. And the one thing I thought is, when you finally open your mouth, no one is going to want to hear what you have to say. But millions would want to hear what I have to say. Just not the ones that don't want to hear it. And no one gives a fuck about those. Because they are definitely meaningless at that point. And I have spent my entire time trying to perceive why gaslighting and traumatic trauma bonding and traumatic trauma relationships and men and women and gangs and politicians and the government and civilians and military and everyone. I have been trying to perceive why everyone has basically abandoned each other in this country. Despite differences, I've never seen an entire country fall apart because of this specific difference. There's been differences. We've all had differences here in this fucking country, but I've never seen an entire country just go to sleep. Because that's what happened. Everyone just kind of went to sleep. Well, I'm here to say it's time to wake the fuck back up. And that your sleeping is over. And that you've rested enough. And you need to be wide the fuck awake for what's coming next. Because that war is definitely right next door. And we are not very far. It's just a sea. Just a sea. There's plenty of sky. As for the points of gaslighting and the mental distribution, I can't remember that word, guys. The mental distribution? No, that's not it. The mental strain that's put in on you or your spouse or your circle group or your social setting or whoever you are as a person, I want to be the person to say that you are not validated for treating other people terribly. And your opinions and how you feel about everything around you is never going to be validated because you treat people terribly. And for anybody who needed to hear that or to need to hear me say that to someone else, there you go. If you can't say it, I will. Because some things and somebody should be mad and should be said. A lot happened and a lot was stolen. And they still can't figure out where most of our money has gone. If you've made money online or if you've made money in banks, everything is being stolen and laundered. So with that being said, I know I'm not the only American right now suffering this financial burden. And I hope that we can move forward in a way that helps instead of making everything more detrimental. because the world is now in peril. Economically, the ecosystem, all of it. And then the financial burdens only get heavier. I'm lucky to be blessed in the situation that I am, and I can never take that back. And I never want to. But just know when you hear from me now, it's probably nothing nice. I probably am going to talk about kinks and fetishes and then, you know, like whatever comes to my mind that day. I never left you all. I just had nothing to say about the disgusting things that I had to accept are real. And not real world. Like, not, oh, welcome to the real world. It's people will hurt each other. They'll hurt each other and they won't care. They won't care for what you have going for you. They won't care if you have children, a family. They don't care. People will do that because they want to survive. And I didn't know how in depth that meant until I experienced it myself. And now here we are, years later, and still financially burdened and can't work from home, but am gonna try. Because it is a better opportunity and it's a better environment for me. I no longer can sit around people and fake nice. I can't fake be happy. And I can't fake smile. There's nothing to smile about. There's nothing to be happy about. The only thing I'm, like, generally okay with and, like, just chill with is the fact of how I'm set up. That makes me happy. But not like, oh my god, I'm so happy. It's just, like, general happiness. Like, oh my god, I'm so happy, because if it wasn't like that, I don't know what the fuck I would do. Not go back to the party. And I know it's kind of silly if people are like, well, come back to the party or whatever. I only go when it's like, say my friend is having a party and I go. This party is because everyone wants to have sexual interactions with me. This isn't a party that's going to be fun. This is a party that's going to be emotionally exhausting, because you want me to exchange bodily fluids, which is my energy, with your negative ass. And that's not happening. So for me, sex is supposed to be pleasurable, not a pain in the ass. When sex starts to become basically a pain in the ass, you've known you've gone wrong, because sex is supposed to be enjoyable. If any of your spouses or anyone around you, and we'll talk about this in another episode, but like, if they make you feel like you want too much sex or you're too sexually active, maybe their libidos are low and maybe you should invest in a toy or a different partner, depending on how severe it is for you. But never, ever, ever, ever get upset because you're sexually active at a ripe age, you know, like at like, for me, I was like, be sexually active at 18. But I know most young adults are making out still and doing foreplay at like 16 in high school, you know, experimenting and shit. Just be safe. Wear a condom, you know. Don't do things that you may think will catch you some sexually transmitted disease. Like, if you hear Becky got AIDS, Becky probably got fucking AIDS. If you hear that Todd has HIV, Todd's probably got fucking HIV, you know, because he fucked Becky. So just don't do it, okay? Like, it's just pointless. So thank you so much for joining me on this welcome back rant, and I actually hope to hear and see from you all on the next episode. And if you don't manage to finish this entire episode, I will not be upset at you. I didn't realize I talked for the whole 30. Just if you wouldn't mind donating and sharing and liking and subscribing, I would be greatly appreciated, because you would be helping towards me moving into a bigger apartment. Not that my apartment's bad, but I would enjoy to have my own room and maybe my own closet and my bills paid. Not that everything is, you know, I mean, it's pretty bad right now. So thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you next time. Or see you. I mean, hear you next time.